主耶稣圣名继续来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Lord Jesus, continue to study the truth.
我们今天下午呢，一起来谈，来吧，我们在神的光明中行。
And this afternoon, we're going to discuss the topic of come, let us walk in the light of God.
今天早上我们提到我们要来登神的山。
This morning, we mentioned that we are to go to the mountain of God.
因为在这里我们可以领受神的训诲。
Because it is here that we can receive His teaching.
我们知道这个生命的道路。
We know that this is the truth of life.
我们也愿意行在主的路上。
And that we are willing to walk on His path.
那我们现在就要一起来走在神的这个光明当中。
And so now together we will walk in the light of God.
因为在神的城里有神作王。
Because in the city of God, God is the king.
我们现在看以赛亚书第二章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 2.
第二章第四节。
Chapter 2 verse 4.
这是神的国度里面的情景。
And this is a description, a scenario of the nation of God.
这是一个平安的国度。
And this is a peaceful nation.
第四节，他必在列国中施行审判，为许多国民断定是非。他们要将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。这国不举刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战事。
Verse 4, He shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
这是在神的山，在他的城里面，神他是全地的主，施行审判，断定是非。
And this happened in the mountain of God, in the city of God, where God was a judge between nations.
那神的国度是有平安的。
And the nation of God is a peaceful nation.
然后呢，第五节。
Verse 5.
雅各家，来吧，我们在神的光明中行走。
5. O house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of the Lord.
那所以在神的山里面，在这个在神的山上，在神的城里面，我们现在有一个新的生活。
So in the mountain of God, in the city of God, now we have a new life.
那这是预言末后神的百姓会有改变。
And this is a prophecy of the end time, the people of God will be different.
因为以赛亚他得到了末世，就是在末后的日子，神的殿被建立起来。
Because Isaiah received the revelation that in the end time, the God's house will be will rise.
预言真教会。
And this is to prophesy the true church.
这是在主耶稣再临之前，他为他的百姓所准备的。
And this is what God prepared for His people before His second coming.
那现在在这个国度里面，要让人重新做人。
And now in this new nation, we will all be a new man.
那他们这个神的百姓会立志做一个改变。
And His people will be determined to be different.
他们现在要以前是走在黑暗当中，现在要走在光明里，神的光明里。
Before they tread on the path of darkness, now they will tread on the path of light.
那可是当时候神的百姓他们是在过怎么样的生活呢？
But what kind of life did the Israelites live back?
因为他会提到说，来吧，我们要在神的光明中走。
Because here it says, "Come and let us walk in the light of the Lord."
那表示他们之前不是走在神的光里。
That means before this, they were not walking in the light of
the Lord. 如果我们看第六节
，If you look at verse 6,
他说：“主，你离弃的你百姓雅各家，是因他们充满了东方的风俗，做关照的，像非利士人一样，并与外邦人击掌。”
6. For you have forsaken your people, the house of Jacob, because they are filled with eastern ways. They are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they are pleased with the children of foreigners.
你看这个地方，你离弃了你百姓雅各家，这是神，好像是神现在已经不再转眼不再看他的百姓了。
And this is God saying He has forsaken His people as if He has not looked at His people.
是因为他们的生活离开了神的圣洁。
It is because their life have not led a holy life.
跟神要他们过的日子不同。
And that the life that they live is different from what God wants them to live.
他们不管是心思意念，他们的行事为人都跟神的法则背道而驰。
Their thoughts, their actions, their principles, and what they believe in is opposite from what God wants.
所以现在 他们要做改变。
So now they are to make a change.
从在黑暗当中，现在转入光明里。
From darkness into light.
那他们在黑暗当中的情景是什么？
And what was it like in the darkness?
从第六节到第十一节，其实就是在神眼中他们在黑暗当中走的景况。
From verse 6 to 11, it is the description of them walking in the darkness.
第六节所说的就是他们的生活习惯，跟外邦人是一样的。
Is their lifestyle? It is the same as foreigners.
因为他说充满了东方的风俗。
That they are filled with eastern ways.
他们跟腓力士以及跟没有信神的人一样，是观照的，是看天象。那在祈求这个好像有一个超自然的能力来祝福他们。
They are like the foreigners, the Philistines, who are soothsayers and who worship this other being, higher being.
那他说跟外邦人击掌。
And that they are pleased with the children of foreigners.
就是说他们跟外邦人一起快乐的。
That they enjoy their time with them.
那表示这些属神的百姓跟这些不信的人没有分别了。
That it is showing that these people are the same as the foreigners.
他们跟随这些外邦的风俗。
That they live their lives.
外邦的风俗。
Like the foreigners.
那就是其实就是这些生活习惯啊，已经看不出说这群人是属神的。
And by looking at their lifestyle, you cannot tell the difference.
那他们的观念跟外邦的也很像。
And their principles and their thoughts are the same.
啊，那。接下去第七节说
Verse 7,
他们的国满了金银财宝也无穷，他们的地满了马匹车辆也无数。
The land is also full of silver and gold, and there's no end to their treasures. Their land is full of horses, no end to their chariots.
表示说他们当时很富足。
And that means that at the time they were very wealthy.
他们很多财物，很国力好像很强。
They have a lot of wealth, and that their nation was strong. They have a lot of resources.
他们有这么多的金银马匹是成为他们的依靠。
And that the silver and gold and the chariots have become their reliance.
所以就看起来他们整个心是在追求这个世界。
And that you can tell that their heart is pursuing after this world.
第八节说
Verse 8,
他们的地满了偶像，他们跪拜自己手所造的，就是自己指头所做的。
Their land is also full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, which their own finger have made.
也就是说他们的这个环境里面通通都是偶像崇拜。
That this land is filled with idols.
是去敬拜自己手所做出来的。
That they worship the work of their own hands.
好，所以他们的生活，他们的心啊，他们所崇拜的都跟神不一，跟神要求的不一样了。
So their lifestyle, their heart and what they worship is different from what God wants.
第九节说，卑贱人屈膝，尊贵人也下跪，所以不可饶恕他们。
People bow down and each man humbles himself, therefore do not forgive them.
那表示不管是贫穷的、富有的，都离弃了真神。
It means that whether they were rich or poor, they have left God.
他们已经不认识这位神了。
That they no longer, they longer recognize this God.
如果看到第十一节。
And if you look at verse 11.
到那日，眼目高傲的必降为卑，性情狂傲的都必屈膝，唯独主被尊崇。
The lofty looks of men shall be humbled, the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, the Lord alone shall be exalted.
这就是提到人心里的骄傲。
And this refers to the pride of men.
眼目高傲，性情狂傲。
Their lofty look and their haughtiness.
那就表示说人已经不把神看在眼里了。
That means that the men no longer put God in their life.
这个对比当时候百姓他们事实上是走在他们自己的情欲里。
And this is emphasizing how the people, the Israelites, were walking in their own sin.
他们是跟随异教的风俗。
On their own fleshly desire and follow the Eastern ways.
他们追求的跟外邦人是一样。
And what they pursue were the same as the foreigners.
基本上，他们在神眼中事实上是瞎眼的，不知道不知道在做什么的。
In the eyes of God, they are blind and they don't know what they're doing.
所以神啊，你看他透过先知给了一个意象，就是。将来这一切都要改变。
So God through the prophet prophesies that all of this will change.
将来神的百姓他们要一起立志说我们要来走在神的光明里。
That in the coming day, the people of God will say, "Come and let us walk in the light of the Lord."
因为这就是恩典带来的转变。
Because this is the change of that grace brings.
这也是眼睛明亮之后所得到的领悟。
And this is an understanding that, that comes with, the knowledge of God.
如果他们继续地走在这个黑暗当中,
And if they continue to walk in darkness,
会有一个结果,
then there will be a result.
那这个结果就是主来的日子,他们就是惊吓,然后就是受审判。
And the end is that on the day of the coming of the Lord, they will be afraid.And that they will be judged.
因为第十节说，你当进入筵榭，藏在土中，躲避神的惊吓和他威严的荣光。
In verse 10, it says, "Enter into the rock and hide in the dust from the terror of the Lord."
因为当神的审判来到的时候，骄傲的、狂妄的啊，都要被降为卑了。
Because when it is the coming of the Lord, the humbled and the proud will be judged.
你看，神最后要审判一切，按人在世上所行的来。执行公义的审判。
And God will deliver His justice and judge every single one of us.
所以从第十二节开始就看到这个日子来到的时候，要临到所有全地。
And in verse 12, for the day of the Lord of hosts shall come upon everything in the land.
第十七节说。
And in verse 17,
狂傲的就必屈膝，骄傲的屈膝，狂妄的就降卑，在那日唯独神被尊崇了。
The loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of man shall be brought low.
然后偶像要被全然废弃了。
And the idols shall be utterly abolished.
那个时候，人就要试着去躲避神的面，但是躲不了。
And at the time, man will try to hide away from the face of God.
最后，人会醒悟说：“啊，依靠世人是没有用的。”
And then they will wake up, thinking that by relying on man is hopeless.
他们所以为所敬拜的这个偶像能够救他们，最后是无用的。
And they thought that the idols that they worship can save them, but it is without help.
第二十二节，你们修要倚靠世人，他鼻孔里不过有气息，他在他一切事上可算什么呢？
Verse 22, sever yourselves from such a man whose breath is in his nostrils, for of what account is he?
那所以这个就是说明人在黑暗当中行走，最后的结局是这个。
And this is telling us that this is the end result of men who walk in darkness.
神的审判来到的时候，
that when God's judgment comes,
人就是恐惧战惊。
Man is in terror.
那最后会发现，我们所倚靠的任何除了神之外的都不可靠。
And realizes that everything they rely on other than God is unreliable.
最后就变成空的了。
And in the end, it is empty.
这是为什么？你看这个啊，神的信息就是要百姓做一个很明确的抉择，马上就要改变。
And this is why God made a very clear message to His people that they have to change now.
属神的雅各家，这是属神家里人，我们现在都要行在神的光明里。
And the house of Jacob, those who belongs to Him, needs to walk in the light of the
Lord. 所以我们需要明白说，其实今天主耶稣基督的救恩呢，他来到就是好像一道光在这个黑暗的世界里面啊，把黑暗赶走了。
So today we need to understand that the salvation of God is like a glimpse of light in darkness.
我们今天依靠主，其实在跟从这个真光。
Today, when we rely on God, we are following this true light.
我们如果信从主耶稣，就不在黑暗里走了。
And when we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, then we no longer walk in darkness.
主耶稣他就这样子宣告。
And this is what Lord Jesus declared.
所以神的光就是耶稣基督出现在这个世界上。
That the light of God is Lord Jesus Christ appeared in the form of man.
如果我们看约翰福音第八章啊。
If you look at John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章
The Gospel of John, chapter 8.
约翰福音八章十二节
Verse 12.
十二节耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Then Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
所以主耶稣基督啊，他的救恩要改变我们的生活。
And that Lord Jesus Christ's salvation will change our lives.
要带领我们走入光明的国度里。
He will take us into a kingdom of light.
我们就不在黑暗里走了。
That we no longer walk in darkness.
我们的生命就有方向了。
And that our life has a direction.
所以我们信主之后，我们就知道我们该做什么。
So after we believe in Christ, we know what we should
do. 有些事情是该追求，有些事上是要把它舍弃的。
Some of the things we can pursue, some things we need to give up.
那我们在这个光明当中走的时候，其实我们会看清楚方向，也看明价值。
And when we walk in this light,this path of light, we will see very clearly and also see the values of our life.
约翰福音十二章主耶稣说。
In John chapter 12, Lord Jesus Christ said.
我们现在看约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
第三十五节。
Verse 35.
耶稣对他们说，光在你们中间还有不多的时候，应当趁着有光行走，免得黑暗临到你们。那在黑暗里行走的就不知道要往何处去。
Then Jesus said to them, A little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going.
第三十六节，你们应当趁着有光，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。
While you have
the light, 就离开他们隐藏了。
Believe in the light that you may become sons of light. These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them.
所以我们今天跟从主耶稣基督，就是在这个黑暗的世界里面，我们有了方向。
So today, when we follow Jesus Christ, we have a direction in this life.
我们的身份也改变了。
Our status changed.
所以我们现在成为光明之子。
That we become the sons of light.
我们就跟这个世界有分别。
We are separate from this world.
这是为什么在福音书里面保罗的信息一直在强调我们是属光明的，不再属黑暗的。
And this is why Paul has often referred that we don't walk in the life of darkness.
我们要很清楚知道我们的身份。
That we have to be very clear of our status.
那么提撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
If we turn to 1 Thessalonians.
提撒罗尼迦前书五章的第五节。
Chapter 5 verse 5.
五章五节，你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的。
You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness.
第六节说，所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。
Six, therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober.
第八节特别说，
Seven.
但我们既然属乎白昼，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸。把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, and helmet the hope of salvation.
第九节。
Nine.
因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。
For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这一段信息在强调我们是属白昼之子，是。属神光明里的人。
This passage emphasizes that we are the sons of light and we walk in the light.
我们不要像别人一样睡觉，不知道现在是什么时候。
We should not be like others who sleep and do not know day from night.
那因为在光明里面属光明之子，所以我们要谨守警醒，要知道现今是什么时代的。
And because we are the sons of light and we walk in light, we need to be on full alert and know where we are.
我们应该追求是什么？
Know what we are pursuing.
其实今天你看这个社会基本上追求财富，追求名声，追求享受。
Today in this society, people pursue wealth, fame, and pleasure.
那如果有能力的就追求权力地位。
If they are capable, then they will pursue power and authority.
那所以这个世界认为有价值的跟神圣经里面所讲的真理是不一样，完全不一样。
And what this world deems as valuable is different from the truth.
现在圣经告诉我们要追求的是要有信心，要有爱心。
Now the Bible tells us that we need to pursue faith and love.
让我们真的成为公义。
That we can be just.
让我们可以持守住这个永生的盼望。
And hold on to this hope of salvation.
能够最后借着主耶稣基督得救。
And in the end through Lord Jesus Christ.
所以最重要的是将来。能不能够进入这个得救的国度里面
？And so what matter is that we are able to enter into the gate of salvation in the last day.
当主耶稣再来的时候
，When Jesus comes again,
我们被迎接进去他的荣耀里面，领受公义的冠冕。
We'll be taken into His glorious light and receive the
公义的冠冕
，the crown of righteousness.
那所以这个就是主耶稣一定他召我们。就是要让我们得救的。
And God called us so that we can be saved.
我们现在成为光明之子。
And now that we are the sons of light.
所以我们的身份特别。
Our status is special.
就是因为我们现在自己知道我们是属光明的。
Because we know that we belong to the light.
我们是有福气的人。
We are blessed.
因为属光明的人将来就是领受公义的冠冕。
Because those who belong to the light will receive the crown.
我们最后能够得到神的奖赏，然后神称我们又良善又忠心。
In the end, we will receive our reward, and God will call us just and righteous.
我们真的是让我们的生命很丰盛，因为我们做完了神要我们做的工作。
And that our life will be very fulfilling because we have lived the life that God wants us to.
那所以我们现在在这个世上的生活，我们的行为就要跟着改变了。
And for this, our action needs to be different.
因为我们既然是光明之子，我们就有不同的使命啊。
Because if we are truly the light of this light of God, then we will have a different mission.
我们其实，你看，我们要在神的光明当中行，这条路竟然是光明的大路。
And if we are to tread on this path, it is a light of the path of light.
其实我们是要去宣扬救我们这位神是何等伟大。
We are to also declare how mighty this God is.
哦，因为当我们认识这位真神以后，救主耶稣基督。
Because after we know this God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，彼得前书第二章第九节就告诉我们说，我们今天身份已经变得是神的祭司了。
And in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 tells us that we become priests.
我们是圣洁的国民了。
We are a chosen generation.
我们是属神的。
We belong to God.
我们的生命是要做什么呢？
And what are we to do with our lives?
要叫我们宣扬那招我们出黑暗 入奇妙光明者的美德。
That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
所以我们现在是要宣扬神的作为。
And now we are to proclaim his praises.
因为我们本来也是在黑暗当中行的人。
Because before we also walk in darkness.
可是主耶稣的救恩临到我们，他改变我们的生命。
But Lord Jesus Christ's salvation came to us and our life changed.
让我们离开黑暗进入光明里。
We departed from darkness and went into light.
那现在我们就要去向世人介绍这位主是何等伟大，那我们愿意来跟从他，就可以得福。
And now we are to introduce this mighty God to the people of this world so they can be saved.
所以我们有一个，我们有这个这样很重要的使命。
So we have this great calling.
是去传扬耶稣基督的救恩。
And it is to preach his salvation.
主耶稣愿意救所有的人。
It is to preach that Jesus is willing to save all.
所以其实这样一个工作要呈现在我们的生命当中。
And this calling needs to manifest in our lives.
我们有一个使命，我们其实也知道这个方向，我们的生活就会跟着调整。
And if we know of this calling and we adjust our life, then we will walk on this path.
我们从以赛亚书看到一个提醒，说不要去跟随这个一般的风俗了。
In Isaiah, they reminded us that we do not walk in Eastern ways.
要不要去追随那外邦人他们认为的快乐的事情
？Do not pursue what is pleasing to the Gentiles.
那所以要注意我们所交往的对象。
So we need to be careful who we are friends with.
要去注意我们跟一般的世人到底在做什么。
We need to take notice of what we are doing in comparison to the foreigners.
其实很多时候不知不觉我们会跟这个不信人做同样的事情。
And sometimes unknowingly we do the same thing as Gentiles.
因为现在的社会流行什么潮流，我们可能就跟随。
Because today in the society we follow the trends of this world.
那所以我们的生活我们要常常去反省。
So we need to constantly reflect of our life.
读圣经就是我们的照镜子一样。
And when we study the Bible, it is like looking at the mirror.
时常在照的时候，看到自己的变化。
When we look in the mirror often, we can see change.
因为看镜子，我们就看到我们自己变老了。
Because sometimes we look at the mirror, we see we have grown old.
有时候看到我们的脸色不好。
We can see that we do not have very
有时我们就精神不好哈。
We do not have a strength.
有时候我们看到照镜子，看到里面的人很憔悴。
And sometimes we look in the mirror and we see a very fragile person.
但是，当我们看到我们自己很憔悴的时候，是知道说，我们的生活可能要调整，可能我们作息有问题的。
A fragile person, we need to begin to reflect. Perhaps it is time for us to adjust our lives.
但是有时候我们会看到镜子里面人容光焕发，精神很好的时候。
But sometimes we also see it is a very person with a lot of strength.
当我们很喜乐的时候
，When we are overjoyed.
当我们很满足的时候
，When we are fulfilled.
在镜子里面看到你自己就不一样了。
When you look at yourself in the mirror, it looks different.
所以，其实神的话语、圣经就是像我们在照镜子，照出我们的灵性。
So the word of God is like looking in the mirror.
那时常读圣经的人呢，他能够反射出神的荣光啊。
And a person who studies the Bible often reflects the light of God.
因为圣经就好像神在跟我们讲话一样。
Because the Bible is like God talking to us.
所以我们的生活，我们借着神的话语可以得到调整。
So through the Bible, we can adjust our lives.
我们如果看罗马书第十三章。
If we look at Romans chapter 13.
罗马书十三章。
Romans 13.
我们在光明当中行的人，不是 一句口号，事实上是真的生活改变的。
Those who walk in the light is not just a proclamation, but it is a life-changing decision.
罗马书十三章的第十一节。
Romans 13:11。
十一节，再者，你们晓得，现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比出信的时候更近了。
11, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed.
12, 黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱弃暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
The night is far spent, the day is at hand, therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light.
13节说，行事为人就要端正，好像行在白昼，不可以荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒。
Let us walk properly as in the day, not in reverie and drunkenness, but in lewdness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy.
14节说，总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts.
那这个其实就是，当时候以赛亚他所发出的信息，雅各叫我们一起来走在神的光明当中走的。
And this is just like the message from Prophet Isaiah to the house of Jacob that we are to walk in the light.
所以什么叫做行在神的光明里
？So what does it mean to walk in the light of God？
他这里特别说，先脱去暧昧的行为。
Here especially mentioned, let us cast off the works of darkness.
我们旧的人有时候我们并不是那么光明正大啊。
And sometimes we are not.Full of light, we are not as just as we think.
其实大部分的人内心都有一个阴暗的地方了。
Most of us, most people have a very dark place in our heart.
因为在整个生命的这个过程当中啊。
Because in the process of life,
也许有一段时间我们可能是真的是走在黑暗里。
Perhaps there's a time when we walk in darkness.
在这个黑暗当中所说的话、所做的事，到最后就会被光照出来，会发现很羞愧。
And in this darkness, what we say, what we do, will be revealed by the light, and we will be ashamed.
这件事情可能要多年之后才被显露出来。
And perhaps this matter will be revealed years later.
所以我们在报纸上看到某某人在十年前所讲过的话。所做过的事情，十年之后可能就被拿出来了。
So sometimes we see on the news, someone who says something 10 years ago is published in the news.
然后现在再来讲说，我当初讲错，实在是很不应该。
And then the person was said, oh, I shouldn't have said that. It was not something that
这个话已经讲出去了。
I should have said, but he or she already said it and is recorded.
再怎么样去否认都没有办法。
So you cannot deny it.
哦，因为这个就呈现人心里的想法嘛。
Because it reveals the heart of men.
所以其实主耶稣将来就是要这样子问我们。
And so in the last day, this is what Lord Jesus will do. This is how he will question us.
最后。神把我们一生所做的事情都拿在我们面前，叫我们去解释你为什么要这样讲。
In the end, he will lay out everything that we have done in this life, and he will ask us why.
所以我们要想到将来有一个审判会被一一被检查。
So we need to think about this judgment day and how we will be questioned.
他说这个就是这个黑夜要过去，白昼要来。
And that darkness will go away and light will come.
我们现在面对这个神的这个光哦，在显露一切的时候。
And when this light revealed all,
他说我们要脱弃暗昧的行为。
We are to cast off the works of darkness.
把这些阴暗的部分都把它除去了。
To cast off the parts that are dark.
所以他说要行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼一样。
Let us walk properly as in the day.
也就是说，不管我们所说的话，我们所做的事，都经得起考验。
And so whatever we say or do is worthy of.This test from God.
不管有没有人看到都无所谓。
And no matter if others see it or not.
我们自己一个人也是一样。
Even if we are by ourselves, it is the same.
我们的想法、我们的表现在独处的时候跟在众人的时候都一样。
Our thinking and what we do is the same in public as well as it is in private.
我们不会去做暗地里的事。
We will not do deeds that is in the darkness.
所以行在光明中的人，事实上是行事是真的是像白昼之子，都经得起检验的。
And so those who walk in the path of light are the sons of light.
我们一直都是正直的。
They are upright.
我们知道神的圣洁是什么。
And they know what is God's holiness.
所以污秽的事不做。
They don't do the works of darkness.
不造就人的话不讲。
They don't say unedifying words.
我们每一件事情都用真理的光来照亮，来检查。
And everything is put under the light of truth.
然后他说不可以荒宴醉酒。
And do not be in drunkenness.
也就是说，哎，我们到底是追求什么样的乐快乐啊？
And so, what kind of pleasure are we pursuing?
我们是追求最终之乐呢？
Are we pursuing the sins, the pleasures of sin?
还是追求能够完成神的工作所得到的满足喜乐呢？
Or are we pursuing the pleasure of accomplishing the work of God?
他说不可以好色邪荡。
And it says not in lewdness and lust.
也就是说，我们懂得去克制我们的情欲。
That we know how to control our lust.
我们人带了肉体。
As men, we carry flesh.
我们面对又带了又在这个社会上经历这么多的试探引诱。
And we live in the society filled with temptations.
其实这样的一个环境都是要更需要有神的能力帮助我们能够去攻克己身。
And living in this kind of society, we need the help from God to control ourselves.
我们要知道说，哎，什么样的朋友要远离。
We know what friends to stay away from.
所以这里提到这个不可好色邪荡。
It says not in lewdness and lust.
其实是要去注意我们到底是走入什么样的场所。
And it is to pay attention, where we are going.
我们跟谁在做朋友
？Who are we friends with？
那我们到底在看什么样的书，上什么网络
？What kind of books we read？ What kind of websites we look at？
那所以我们要时时的去警醒谨守。
We need to be alert.
因为这个罪恶邪这个淫乱的时代哈。
And because this world of sin.
这个淫乱的事情很可能就一个案件就出现在我们眼前。一个 key 的，电脑一打进去就跑出来了。
Also, and then this key appears.
所以他这里说不可以好色邪荡，就是要能够控制我们的心的。
That we need to control our hearts.
不可以增进嫉妒。
And not in strife and envy.
就是在说明我们要怎么样去做灵修的工作。
And this teaches us how we can spiritual cultivate ourselves.
我们要怎么样真的是看到彼此的优点，能够一起来追求在灵里的成长。
And how we can see the good in others and pursue this life, the spiritual life together.
增进嫉妒，其实这个就是从上头来，从肉体来的情欲的。
And strife and envy comes from the lust of flesh.
那所以我们要懂得这个用神的话语来灵修我们自己。
So we need to learn to use the word of God to help spiritual cultivation.
所以我们会欣赏别人的优点，然后会跟别人一起合作。
And so we can see the good in others and work cooperatively with them.
他说要披戴主耶稣基督。
To put on Lord Jesus Christ.
把主耶稣基督带在我们身上。
To put on Christ.
就是说我们凡事以主耶稣基督为中心。
That means we put Jesus Christ as the center of our life.
去彰显出主的形象来。
And to manifest his likeness.
那主耶稣他没有为肉体安排去放纵私欲的。
And make no provision for the flesh.
主耶稣基督一直都是想尽办法要完成天父的旨意而已。
And Lord Jesus Christ never make provision for his flesh, but fulfill the will of God.
他在世上的时候过简单的日子。
When he was on this earth, he lived a simple life.
他的目标很清楚。
He knew his goal.
就是要完成天父所交付的救恩的工作。
And it was to fulfill the salvation from the Father.
所以主耶稣，你看他能够最后很大声的说，谁能指证他有罪呢？没有人。
And this is why Lord Jesus Christ could say this at the end, that who can call me a sinner?
真的是配得所有的权柄、荣耀、尊贵。
That he is worthy of all the honor, praise, and glory.
所以最后你看，天父真神把天上地下所有的权柄都交给他。
In the end, our heavenly Father gave all the authority and power to Lord Jesus.
这就是行在光明当中。
And this is to walk in the path of light.
这是我们今天靠着主耶稣基督真理的引导所应该过的日子。
And this is the life that we should live with the help of God and of the truth.
那我们的行为改变，其实事实上是能够产生好的见证。
And after we change our lives, it is a good testimony for
others. 那我们会对我们周遭的人产生很正面的影响。
So we can give a positive influence to others.
我们会展现出主耶稣的这个的形象。在每一天的日子里。
And we will manifest his likeness in our day-to-day life.
如果我们看约翰一书第一章。
If you look at 1 John.
第二章，对不起，第二章。
2 John.
约翰一书第二章，我们看第九节。
First John chapter 1 verse 9。
第二章 chapter 2。
First John chapter 2 verse 9。
约翰一书第二章第九节。
First John 2:9。
人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里。
He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now.
第十节说，爱弟兄的就是住在光明中，在他并没有半跌的缘由。
He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him.
第十一节，唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。
But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going.
这里就提到我们属光明的人呢、啊，会又会行出这个爱心的生活。
And this tells us that those who abide in the light will live a life of love.
有真正的行动来证明我们是住在光明中的。
That we have action to prove that we live in this life of light.
那因为是行在光明中哦，不会跌倒，因为前面有坑有洞的时候，我们都会小心的。
And when we tread on this path of light, we will not stumble because we can see.
啊，我们也不会被眼前的障碍绊倒。
We will not be stumbled by the obstacles that are in front of us.
那他特别强调这个爱弟兄的这个作为。
And here especially mentioned the love for our brothers.
啊，所以有爱的地方就把恨赶走。
And where there is love, hate.
所以你看今天这个家庭里面如果有爱啊。
So today in a family, if there is love,
那就觉得很温暖。
Then there will be they feel warm.
这个教会如果有爱，有主耶稣在当中，就有吸引力。
And if this church has the love of Lord Jesus Christ, then there is an attraction.
那这个教会里面有爱，所以很多事情可以沟通。
And if this church has love, then communication will be easy.
我们就会尊重神。
We will respect God.
没有一个人会坚持自己的意见是怎样。
No one will be stubborn and hold on to their will.
因为我们都是眼睛光明的人。
Because our eyes are full of light.
所以第十一节特别提到说。
And verse 11 especially mentions.
恨弟兄的是在黑暗里走。
He who hates his brother is in darkness.
那在黑暗里走的就不知道往哪里去。
Person who is in darkness doesn't know where he is going.
在黑暗里走就像瞎眼的一样。
Because the darkness has blinded his eyes.
所以我们今天。生活我们整个人其实在光明当中都跟以前不一样。
And so, when we live this life of light, we are very different.
那我们很其实我们很自然的就会结出果子来，然后成为一个美好的见证。
And we will naturally bear fruit and become a wonderful testimony.
所以当众人说来吧，我们一起走在神的光中的时候。
And so as others say, come and let us walk in the light of God.
其实就是我们弟兄姐妹一起要立志来做一个改变。
It is a time for us to be determined.
这个改变其实就是为了要让我们真的成为主耶稣美好的见证人。
And this determination is to be a witness for God.
我们过去的行为都可以因着救恩得到更正了。
And the life that we lived before can be changed with the grace of God.
以弗所书第五章哈。
If you turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章。
Verse 5.
一样在提醒我们
It is also reminding us
走在光明当中的样子
How it looks to walk in the path of light
以弗所书五章第八节
5 verse 8
从前你们是暗昧的但如今在主里面是光明的行事就当像光明的子女
For you were once darkness but now you are light in the Lord walk as children of light
第九节
9
光明所结的果子就是一切的良善公义诚实
For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
那第十节说
10.
总要查验何为主所喜悦的事
Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord.
第十一节
11.
那暗昧无义的事情不要与人同行倒要责备行这事的人
And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them.
十二节因为他们暗中所行的就是提起来也是可耻的 12.
For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret.
十三节，凡事受了责备，就被光显明出来，因为一切能显明的就是光。
For all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light.
这里就提到主耶稣基督他世上的光已经改变一切了。
And here mentioned that Jesus Christ as the light of the world have changed everything.
我们今天跟从主成为光明的子女。
Today we follow Lord Jesus Christ as the sons and daughters of light.
那行事为人就要像光明的子女一样。
And the manner how we live our life needs to be like the light.
所以因为我们信主的人其实我们在每一个地不管在什么地方在 哪一个单位、啊。
And as believers of Christ, it does not matter where we are.
其实都是、诚实公正的。
That we are honest and just.
那我们其实也都是很尽力在、用我们的生命来见证我们主耶稣的美德。
That we try our best to be a testimony of God's how wonderful God is.
就是我们的生活会结出果子来。
And that our life can bear fruit.
那在果子特别提到说良善、公义跟诚实、啊、
And here especially mentioned the fruit as in goodness, righteousness, and truth.
哦、所以那个光走在光明当中的人、哦、你看他众人在相处的时候会觉得说很舒服。
And those who walk in the light, those who are with the people may feel very comfortable.
是可靠的。
That they are reliable.
那我们也是很良善、愿意去帮助的、充满爱心的。
They are good and full of love.
那所以很人外人很容易就看出这个人是耶稣。
And others can easily see that this person belongs to Christ.
真的是真教会里面的、啊、主的见证人。
This person belongs as a witness of the true church.
哦、所以我们、其实就是用我们的生命。啊、在传福音呢、啊。
So we are using our life as a way to preach.
有时候不是用我们的嘴巴去传呢、啊。
Sometimes it's not using our mouth.
我们用嘴巴去传讲这个信息。
We can use our mouth to deliver this message.
但是我们整个生命在见证这个福音本身改变了我们。
But our life, is the testimony.
我们会去做神所喜悦的事情。
That we will do what is pleasing to God.、
哦、所以我们常常在读圣经的时候，我们就更明白神的旨意啊。
And so the more often we study the Bible, the clearer we are to understand.
那我们乐意去跟人家分享啊，主耶稣基督的这个啊美好的恩典。
Then we'll be very happy to share this with others.
然后会显明我们内心的、真正的意念。
And we'll reveal our truest intentions.
主耶稣基督、哦、他的话语，他的福音的信息真的会照亮我们心里的眼睛。
And the words of Lord Jesus Christ will be like the light that shines into our heart.、
哦、所以我们、借着、领受真理呢，我们的内心越来越干净。
And by accepting the truth, our heart becomes clean.
我们会越来越能够看到神，能够明白神的旨意。
And we can see God more and understand Him more.、
哦、那所以其实我们最后会发现，哎，我们信主了以后，我们的、整个生命、哦、被提升了。
And we'll realize that after we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, our life has elevated.
今天有许多人其实在仍然在黑暗当中行的。
And today there are many people who still walk in darkness.
在黑暗当中行，是因为他们不认识耶稣。
And they walk in darkness because they do not know Lord Jesus Christ.
不知道去哪里得到真正的依靠。
They don't know where to go for reliance.
那有时候我们在教会里面会听到很多美好的见证。
And sometimes in the church we hear a lot of wonderful testimonies.
这其实在说明今天、有很多人他们。在寻找光，但是他们还不知道光在哪里，在黑暗里面真的看不到方向。
And today, that means there are many people who cannot see the light, who live in the dark, and who are in suffering.
我们有一位正姐妹，她33岁的时候，她的先生就是。
And there's a sister Jen whose husband passed away when she was 33.
那时候，这个先生身体也很强壮啊。
At the time, her husband always had a very good health.
很认真工作的人。
Very hardworking.
她有一个很美满的家庭。
And she had a perfect family.
可是，当这个病一来到的时候
，But when this illness came upon them,
两个月之内，她的先生就死了。
In 2 months, her husband passed away.
这当中真的受尽了折磨。
And within this time, she suffered.
要因为信仰里面就告诉她要去哪里拜。
And then people will tell her where to worship.
要去哪里得到医治
？Where to receive healing?
最后，通通没有用。
And in the end, none of it worked.
她的先生在年轻30几岁的时候就死了。
And so her husband in his 30s passed away.
她的整个人真的好像就被这个突然的灾难就把她击倒一样。
And her life was struck down by this great trial.
那可是在，在她的同事里面有一位真教会的信徒。
And one of her co-worker goes to the true church.
他这个同事呢，有一天是在跟他的另外一个朋友在介绍福音呢。
And one time, this coworker was preaching the gospel to another coworker.
那 我们这位后来这位姐妹啊，她就听到了诶他们的对话。
And the sister overheard their conversation.
那这个福音传要传给她的那个人，她拒绝了。
And the person who was being preached to refused the gospel.
结果啊。这个在旁边听到的人说：“哇，这么好的道理，这么好的恩典，我要。”
So this person who overheard said that this is such a wonderful message, and I want it.
他就问我们这位姐妹说：“这个你们的教会是什么？”
So she asked his sister, "What is your church like?"
要在哪里可以拜到这位神
？Where can I go to worship this God?
他就照着这个信息就来到教会。
So she followed the direction and came to church.
她来到教会的时候才发现，原来她过去的日子真的是在黑暗当中。
And when she came to church, she realized that she was living in the life of darkness.
她拜错神。
She worshipped the wrong God.
真的是哈、哦、无缘无故的受苦。
She suffered for no reason.
花尽了很多的钱财。
She spent all her wealth.
最后通通都是绝望。
And in the end.
Is
hopelessness.
当他来到教会的时候
，and when she came to church,
他说神的爱啊，就充满他。
She said the love of God filled her heart.
进到神的教会里面，他就被感动，听到诗歌就很感动。
And when she entered into the church of God, when she heard him, she was greatly moved.
第一次进到会堂里面就听到
，the first time she entered into the chapel to listen to the truth.
听到诗歌在颂赞神。
She heard hymns praising God.
没有办法控制的就一直流眼泪。
And she began to cry uncontrollably.
因为他就好像那个迷失很久的人回到一个父亲的家里一样。
And it was like someone who was lost for a long time finally returned to the father's house.
他就这样子啊，被这个神的爱啊吸引住。
And she was attracted by the love of God.
那他来教会慕道以后。
And she came to truth seek.
他听到道理。
She listened to the truth.
他说我一定要来接受洗礼。
And she said, I want to receive this baptism.
迫不及待的要接受洗礼。
And she could not wait to be baptized.
传道者跟他说等一等，等一等。
And the pastor told her to wait.
但是他一想到说，啊，他自己想到他自己先生的例子
，and then she thought about her husband's case.
传道说我这次因为一定要洗礼了
，and so she told her husband, this spiritual convocation and the spiritual convocation.
他觉得我一定要赶快进入这个光明里面。
I have to be baptized because I want to.
我要很多道理不懂，没错。
And it's true that there are a lot of truth that I do not understand.
但是我这个东西我都可以学。
But I can learn them.
最重要的是，我现在要离开黑暗，我要进入光明里。
But what's important, really important right now, is that I need to leave this darkness and turn to light.
主耶稣基督就是唯一的他的希望。
Because she believed that Jesus Christ is her only hope.
真的，他的这个愿意跟从主的心，感动了教会的人。
So her willingness to follow Christ
感动了主耶稣，
moved the hearts of the believers.
真的让他的家庭就这样子接受洗礼。
And she came to baptize.
然后他的这个生命就改变了。
And her life changed.
那他信主以后啊。
And after she came to the truth.
才发现说，原来这一群在教会里面一起在光明当中行走弟兄姐妹是何等的有福。
And she realized how blessed the sons of light are.
他有一次在上班的时候。
One time at work.
竟然突然中风了。
She had a stroke.
他中风。因为他里面的同事有一个是我们教会的姐妹。
And because one of her coworker is our believer.
那个姐妹马上在当场就为她祷告。
And immediately the sister prayed for her.
不管其他人在异样眼光在看，马上用英文祷告求主耶稣怜悯。
She didn't care about what others think. She began to pray in tongue for her healing.
赶快把她送到医院去了。
And hurry up and took her to the hospital.
及时抢救。
And she was saved last minute.
她到医院住了几天，出院了。
And after a couple of days, she was dismissed.
这当中有好多弟兄姐妹为她祷告去看她。
And during this time, a lot of brothers and sisters came to visit her, and she didn't know what was going on.
那醒过来，她出院回家了。
And then because she left.
她跑到教会去了。
And then she went to church.
看到她的人就问她说：“哎，你现在好了吗？”
And then others ask her, "Are you well?"
你做了什么复健了吗
？Did you have
rehab?
Did you have a rehab?
中风的人住院几天之后，他最后要回来都要告诉他怎么重新生活。
And because if someone had a stroke, then they have to give her a rehab to teach her how to come back.
莫名其妙
to her lifestyle.
说我没有啊。
And so she said no.
因为他忘记发生什么事情了。
Because she forgot what happened.
那后来他才问照顾他的姐妹是怎么一回事。
And then she asked the sister who took care of her what happened.
她才发现说哦，原来有这么多弟兄姐妹在帮助她。
And she realized that there were so many brothers and sisters helping her.
每个人都很关心她。
Everyone cared for her.
帮助她的家庭。
To help her family.
为她祷告。
To pray for her.
哇，她就想说哇，这个经验是她过去
她所没有的。
And she thought that this experience was never something never she never had before.
当她为她的先生在病痛当中去求其他的神明的时候
，And when her husband was ill and she was praying to foreign gods.
她说拜偶像的时候，没有人在说我为你求我的神做什么事。
She said when she was praying to the idol, no one next to her said that I was praying for you.
真的在其他信仰里面，每个人都专顾自己的事情，求他们所要的而已。
In other religion, most people prayed for themselves.
因为他从来没有听过说，一样在拜神的，同样到一个庙里去拜神的说，哎，你有什么需要，来，我帮你求。
Because when they go to the temple to worship, they have never heard of anyone saying, "Let me pray for you."
他自己也不会去为别人知道别人的需要去为人求，都不会。
And they will not pray for the needs of others.
可是现在进入主耶稣基督这个国度里面
，But now entering into this kingdom of Lord Jesus,
哇，这么多人都为他祷告。
She realized that many people were praying for her.
帮助他的家庭。
To help her family.
他觉得突然之间他的家人变多了。
And suddenly she felt that.
而且都是真的诚心实意的。从心里面在关心他的。
Her family circle increased, and that many people care for her from the bottom of their hearts.
他就感受到在主里面，在光明当中是何等有福。
And she realized how blessed it is to be the sons of light.
他在做见证的时候。
And when she testified.
他就说：“那我一定要用同样的方式来爱我身边周围的弟兄姐妹。”
She said, "I will love my brothers and sisters in the same way as they have loved me."
因为他被弟兄姐妹的爱感动了。
Because she was greatly touched by the love of the brothers and sisters.
感受到在神冠冕国度里面这个丰富的恩典。
She experienced this fullness of love.
所以我们今天在这个神的冠冕当中来行走的人。
And today, those of us who walk in the path of life.
其实我们真的是用生命在结果子。
We are bearing fruit with our life.
来见证主耶稣基督是他的救恩有何等宝贵，有多大的荣耀。
We are testifying how great his salvation is.
所以让我们一起来走在神的光明里。
And now let us together walk in the light of the Lord.
一起来宣扬神的这个美德。
To proclaim his righteousness.
我们是在光明国度里的人。
That we belong to a kingdom of light.
使徒行传二十六章。
Acts chapter 26.
请看使徒行传二十六章。
Please read Acts chapter 26.
第十八节
，verse 18，
二十六章十八节
，26:18。
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神。又因信我，得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
我们今天已经离开黑暗了。
Today we have departed from darkness.
在光明当中。
We live in light.
我们是有盼望的。
We have hope.
我们是可以成为圣洁的。
We can be holy.
我们可以一起为神的工作努力的人。
And we can work hard towards the work of God.
我们将来可以有天国的产业。
We have an inheritance waiting for us in heaven.
那么一起来为神的国度努力。
So let us work together for
互相鼓励来行在神的光明里。
For the work of God and encourage each other to walk in His light.
那成为神美好的见证。
To become His witness.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
158首。
150